The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, we have been speaking throughout the week, of course, about this famous Dahl bike shed coming in at a whopping €335,000. I mean, it would be bad enough if it weren't for the fact that there are plenty of other examples of egregious overspending on the state's behalf. Well, Seamus O'Reilly, the author and journalist, is with me because he has been compiling just such a list. Seamus, where would we start?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all, and for sharing in my growing insanity from starting researching this. Yesterday, I just thought, well, I feel like I've heard this story so many times. How many times has it happened? And there was a few ones that I kind of knew. You know, the Dahl printer, the whitewater rafting, and it was very clear as soon as I kind of put it out on Twitter and Blue Sky and said, here, well, what are some other examples? What am I missing? And it quickly became clear that I was not going to be able to get through all of them. So I won't be able to do that for you today. But I've got a few sort of greatest hits that I think are particularly memorable, including ones which happened and which I'd forgotten about. So I think when, you know, the Taoiseach and, you know, different ministers and everyone in the press says this is shocking. I don't know if it really qualifies as shocking anymore, is my main point, because I don't know if you're allowed to be shocked by something that happens with such startling regularity and which nothing seems to ever be learned from. So probably a good place to start might be at the smaller end. So the Dahl shop, to keep it in the office of government. This is one I hadn't even actually heard about.
Yeah, what was this now? I saw mention of it, all right, in terms of the responses to you, but I this story passed me by.
Well, I mean, I only really include it because it's so funny that so many of these are literally on buildings attached to Leinster and Kildare House. So outside Leinster House, there's a little structure, basically. And of course, that will be familiar to anyone who's been looking at certain other bike sheltering structures this week, which started all of this kind of clamour. So in 2008, in January, there was a sort of a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and Bertie said, this is a lovely little shop, and there's nothing particularly exciting or interesting. It's a shop. It sells coffees and probably newspapers. It's a sort of steel-looking structure. It's, I suppose, kind of brutalist modern. It's nothing particularly fancy, but it was originally earmarked to be $800,000, which I think is, you know, quite a lot of money for something which is, you know, not a residential property. But construction and VAT and everything saw it go up to €1.3 million. So that's 4 bike shelters for anyone keeping tally. And I really kind of included that one because I was extremely keen on including the next one, which is the Dahl printer. Now, the Dahl printer was exactly what it sounds like. It was a printer that was basically to be housed in the Oireachtas. It was a very fancy machine, which if people are not aware, just prints ink on paper. It's just a printer. I have no doubt that the people in Kildare House have all sorts of reasons why they would need a very good printer, a very reliable printer, even a very expensive printer. But they decided they were going to go for one that was, in fact, so fancy and technical that it could not be constructed in Ireland. It was made in the UK. And then it was stored off-site while they transported it to the Oireachtas and discovered that it was actually too big to fit in the doors of the Oireachtas. But luckily, there was a plan. That plan was to tear down walls, go into the crevice that had been made in the sort of the wall space or the door space, add in reinforced steel beams, and then finally bring the printer in. So if anyone here has had any experience with printers, and specifically with printer ink, and about, you know, sort of costs mounting and things becoming too expensive, then they'll be familiar. But €2 million or 6 bike shelters is believed to be the final cost. And all of these, of course, these are just at the very lower end. So we're talking, those are almost just appetizers, really, because the sorts of numbers that you get onto a little bit later on are pretty incredible. I mentioned the whitewater rafting. That was earmarked to be €23 million. And in fairness, they did stop it, so it didn't go ahead. But its final cost, without anything ever being done, it's just the planning, presumably consultancy and all that kind of stuff, that was €1.8 million. But the full thing would have cost €23 million. And people at the time, and still now, were quite confused as to why this sort of, you know, the national sport of Ireland, whitewater rafting, was getting this gigantic facility. I personally think there should be places where people should do whitewater rafting, but and I don't think you need to borrow from one thing to save another. But considering there's a pinch on so many aspects of sort of leisure spaces, particularly for kids, you know, sports sort of attainment for children and stuff like that, you know, we're seeing football pitches being closed down and all the rest. It did seem strange that it was this extremely expensive thing for such a fringe sport. And the city manager of Dublin at the time, Owen Keegan, who is himself a keen kayaker with 50 years of experience competing at home and abroad in his favourite sport, he wouldn't be drawn on why exactly the idea had come up. And so we might not ever know.
So it's funny, while you were talking about the doll printer, I just had a look at a Curiosity and Daft. 1.3 million for that little kiosk. You could buy Woodville House. So it's a country house built in the 18th century on 26 acres with 10 bedrooms in County Westmeath for the same price that you've got basically 3.5 walls and a roof selling newspapers in the Dáil. So just to kind of, you know, put it in tangible terms beyond just the bike shed comparison for people. So that's whitewater rafting. What else have we kind of on the grander scale?
Well, we really do start to accelerate after this. So one that consistently was sort of thrown to me was the e-voting machine. So this was going back to the early 2000s. And this would have been exactly what it sounds like. These were electronic voting machines, which Bertie Ahern at the time said, I quote, if we don't get these, we'll be the laughing stock of Europe. We're just using, you know, pen and paper. And they rolled them out. They were used in 2002. You know, votes were cast on them, but there was a bit of clamour, particularly from people who were in the business of regulating elections, and they were saying the paper trail wasn't great. Are they viable? Are they actually kind of unsafe from a point of view of being reliable? You know, can they be tampered with, etc.? All of that kind of led to them being basically removed a few years later and stored then in the second part of the tale for a fizzly demented cost. So I think something in the region of 3 or 4 million euro was used just to store them alone for the years until 2012, when they were finally sold for scrap at 9 euro per machine. So the total final cost, which I could not believe when I first said it, is 54 million euro.
It's what?
54 million euro for the voting machines that were used in one election and then kept on off-site. And then finally scrapped for 9 euro a piece. So they might have recouped some of the investment there on those the 9 euro scrappage per unit. So I want to be fair to the government and say maybe all those 9 euros added up at the end. But 54 million euro was the outlay. And again, if anyone is keeping score, that is 162 Leinster House bike shelters spent on some voting machines that never worked.
So, James, what about the Bertie Bowl?
Well, the Bertie Bowl was one that I didn't go into in much detail, partly because, as I'll continue on, there were just so many. I think the e-voting machines kind of had that little bit of attachment to real things that actually were made. And, of course, the Bertie Bowl wasn't made. So the Bertie Bowl was, you know, that sort of event space kind of arena kind of idea, you know, kind of maybe in the same genre as like the Millennium Dome was for Tony Blair. But its kind of cost was originally supposed to be something like 280 million. And I don't know what it was actually eventually going to be could cost. I mean, there's been an awful lot of numbers that have been thrown at me. But I know that it definitely went through, let's say, several different rounds of budgets being changed and budgets being enhanced. And I believe something in the region of 50 to 70 million euro might have actually been spent on it. At the moment, you know, it doesn't exist. And it's a little bit like the Dublin Metrolink or, you know, those other things where the costs are so kind of jarring because there's not actually a thing that even gets a chance to fail. It's just consultancy, it's planning, it's perhaps compulsory purchases. It's all quite strange. And also, you know, you can't help look at these things and wonder, well, how much money could be spent, you know, in other ways. Possibly the most worthy of those would be the Children's Hospital. I think the Children's Hospital is a good idea. And I think, you know, it's probably a good idea to spend a lot of money on it. But the current Children's Hospital overspend is probably the true great white whale of the topic. So it was first budgeted at 650 million euro in 2014. And I think the current estimate is about 3.5 times that amount. So it is not just the most expensive hospital in Ireland. It's the most expensive hospital that has ever been constructed anywhere on Earth. And it is the fifth most expensive building ever constructed, if it's to be made at its current budgetary price point. So the final cost that they're currently talking about, and I re-stressed currently again, is 2.24 million euros. So that's a billion with a B.
At least, and I know I've heard other people say this and kind of borrowing their line, the only thing worse than what is it, a 2.4 billion euro children's hospital, is a 2.4 billion euro children's hospital without children in it. So, you know, and you acknowledge that at least we'll have that. At least there's bikes in the bike shelter. At least, you know, the kiosk got to sell a few newspapers. We don't have the whitewater rafting and we don't have the Bertie boat and we never got the e-voting machines. And I guess that's the real kind of demarcation, because I saw other lists and people, some of the responses people getting back to you, they mentioned like the chime and the slime, the clock for the millennium clock. We never got that. So I guess that's a good example of it. But like the Lewis and the spire as well, at least we have the spire. At least it's somewhere to meet.
And do you know what? Maybe I'll die on this hill. But I think I am in the minority when I talk to people about this. I like the spire. I think it looks cool. I don't know necessarily it should cost as much as it does, but I like public art. I like stuff that looks a bit weird or different. And when I'm from Derry, and when I moved to Dublin in 2004, you know, the Lewis and the Spire kind of became things that I saw as New Dublin, you know, the big smoke coming from where I was. So I quite like them, and I understand other people feel differently. But I also think that for things like that, which are, you know, on some level they're supposed to be provocative, you know, that's what public art is. It should be divisive even, perhaps. But it's also the outlay you're talking about there is, you know, in the, you know, low millions, which is, of course, not chicken feed by any scratch. But when you can compare it to things like, I mean, the HSE had the computer system, the PPARS computer system, which was this amazing thing that was brought in, amazing in inverted commas, to organize the payroll for the HSE. A very worthy task, probably something that needed to be done, and we'll trust them on that. But it was ludicrously over budget. I believe it lasted for just a few years before it was taken out of circulation, and it didn't actually do all of the things that it was supposed to do, despite costing 220 million euro.
If nothing else, the bike shelter as a story has served to bring us together as a people when we hear so much about tribalism and silo thinking and all of that. So it has served some sort of public good in that sense. So maybe the money was worth it after all. Seamus, listen, it has been a real, real pleasure. And thanks a million for joining us and running us through, I was going to say the list. A short sample of the list is all it is, because the list is a long one. Seamus O'Reilly, author and journalist. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.